Today's shiur is Masechet Babam Tzi, Daf Nun Vav. We will begin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph at the fourth line, Amar Rabbi Yosef. In our previous shiur, the Mishnah had taught us that Rav Meir's opinion is that even if somebody eats Trumas Meiser of the Mai, you have to add a fifth. Even though the entire halach of the Mai is only with Rabbanan, the Gemara had said that this reflects the opinion of Rameya, that Chacham also chizlok the Vrayim Kishol Torah. And therefore what it means is that Rameya is particularly machmer, particularly stringent when we speak about the Rabbanans, and he treats the Rabbanans as he treats the Raisas. Then the Gemara quoted at the end of the shiur about different ways how we could redeem Maaseh Sheni, Kesef al Nechoshes, Nechosh Kesef al Kesef. And at the end of the shiur we learned that we're allowed to use Kesef of Maaseh Sheni to Kesef for Nechoshes Midoichik, whereas the opinion of Rameyer was you could do so without any problem. So we see that he's not Machmer. So the question is, why is he Machmer over here in one case and not in the other case? Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef, even though Rameyer is lenient when we speak about the halacha of how he could be Poida Maaseh Sheni Shel Demai, when it comes to the halacha of eating Maaseh Sheni Shel Demai, there, he's stricter. So our Mishnah is speaking about Trumas Maaseh Shel Demai, about eating it. That's where Ramey takes a stricter position. But when we're speaking now, the case that we say Ramey is lenient, is referring to situation of pigeon. And there, he is lenient. The Tanya, we see the Tanya, Loyitiru Limka Demai, we're not allowed to sell. The loch is a chaver. A chaver throughout Shas is the person who's scrupulous in his observance. And he's called a chaver because the Talmid Chachamim were called chaverim. And the reason is because, says the Rambam, their friendship, the definition of the word chaver is a friend. Their friendship is a true friendship. It's based on true values and real friendship. And chaverim were not allowed to sell demai because there's a concern that if somebody's going to buy demai from a chaver, he may come to eat it because he's going to assume that what the chaver sold him is 100% kosher. So halacha is loytira limka demai. Chaverim may not sell demai ela l'sitan. A sitan is a wholesaler, and he buys produce from many people. And then after he buys produce from many people, he sells them to stores. To him, Bilvad was such allowed to be sold. Because everybody who buys from such an individual is from a seitan, everybody knows that he is a customer of many different suppliers. And there must be amongst the suppliers that he's buying from an Amoritz as well. So whenever somebody buys from a seitan, he knows that it's his obligation to take off the mai, that it's not going to be considered 100% mesukin, that it was taken off. Or balabais, but if balabais has a field and Amoritz buys from him produce, benkach or benkach, doesn't make a difference. The halach is tzarech l'aser, he has to take off meiser, divrei meir. Chaver cannot be put into a situation where somebody is buying produce from him, that we know that the customer is a person who's not scrupulous in these halachas, and he's buying from a chaver produce that is not allowed to be eaten. Chamayrim, echra sitim v'echra balabayis, whether we speak about a sitim balabayis, meicher, he could sell large quantities, v'shalech l'chaveroi, or he could send to somebody else large quantities, v'noisim b'matana, or he could give a gift of large quantities, v'enechoshish, and he has nothing to be worried about. Because the Chum's opinion is that everybody knows that when you sell large quantities, since when you sell large quantities, people know that you don't take off meiser. So we see in this case, the Rameyer was machmer, that a balabais is not allowed to sell to an amoritz produce that's demai, because what is the concern here? That the amoritz may come to eat it, and since the amoritz may come to eat it, we have to take a very strict approach. And that's why, that's consistent with what Ramey has been saying, that if somebody eats Trumas Meiser of the Mai, he has to add a Chaimish. Asked the Gemara, Mosav Ravina, Ravina asks a different question. The Mishnah Masechta the Mai teaches us, Halakech Menanachtam, if somebody buys bread from a person who sells bread, who's an Amma Oritz. So here too, when you purchase bread, there was also a concern of demai. So if you buy bread from a baker who's an Amma Oritz, so you have to take off all the Trumas and Maisras. The halacha is, Maisa Menachama Ala Tzenenes, you could take Maisa from the warm bread on the cool bread, when it's Tzenenes Al Chama, and from the cool bread on the warm bread, even if they're made with different molds, because you don't need to be concerned. Well, the warm bread is bread that was baked today. The cool bread is probably bread that was baked yesterday, and maybe the breads are different. Maybe the breads are from different places, and the halacha is you can't take meiser from. What you could take meiser from everything that was baked together, but you can't take meiser from things that were not baked together, certainly not baked by the same individual. If we continue learning that Mishnah, the Mishnah over there says, Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, because Rabbi Yehuda's concern is that these breads are, since they're from two different days and from two different molds, we need to be concerned that this person bought the grain from different people for baking the bread. The grain that he used yesterday is from one supplier. The grain that he used today is from a different supplier. The grain from one of these suppliers may have had meiser properly taken off. The grain from the other person did not have meiser taken off properly, and therefore I have to be concerned, and you can't take from something that had meiser removed from it on something that doesn't have meiser taken off. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Minat Tzenenes Al Chama, the reason he's lenient, Rabbi Loi, Dam Minayin L'Tarim Minarua Al Yafa. The halach is that how do we know that if you took meiser from poor quality on good quality, the halacha is you should not do that. How do we know if you did so? Shetruma, shetruma, it's okay. Shenemar leisisu alav chait barimcha meschel b'memenu. That if you take off this way, you won't get, if you're careful to take it off the proper way, you wouldn't get an aveira. V'im ein a kaddish, but if what you did is meaningless, so then the question is, Nasinis Chait Lama, why would you have an Aveira? You only have an Aveira if you did something that and there was the wrong thing to do. The fact that it's not that you're getting an Aveira, it's a proof that it's acceptable. So then we have a reason to learn from here. Mikan, Latirim, Minaroa La Yafa, Shatruma Satruma. If you did something like this, it's acceptable. So I saw that Tosfos Masechta Kedusha asks that there's a very famous concept that's discussed that's based on a Gemara Masechta Temura, that Rava says, "Kol milsa d'amar rachmana loy savid," anything that Torah says we're not allowed to do, yavid loy mahani. If you did it, it's not effective because you went against what the Torah says. But still, even though you were over a lav, you like it. You'll get malchus because you violated what the Torah wants. So the question here is, just because you did an Aveira, so the Gemara is saying that what you did is effective, but you'll get an Aveira. But the question is, why should that be the case? The halacha ought to be that what you did is meaningless, but you'll still get an Aveira. So Tysus answers, we have to look at the words of the pasuk that we just learned. The Torah says, Barimchem eschel b'mimenu. The halacha is that the Torah is saying, we want you, Barimchem eschel b'mimenu. We want you to take off Meiser, Truma Meiser, from what's the best. And if you didn't do so, you have done an Isser. But why did the Torah have to add the words, V'lo'sisol avcheit Barimchem eschel b'mimenu? To teach us this new halacha. Other Tysus Rosh says that by Hafrosh's Truma, you can't say, well, E Ovid, if you did it Loi Mahani, but you'll still get an Aveira. Because if what you did is meaningless, so then you don't have any Truma Maisa here. And if what you did is meaningless, you don't have any Truma Maisa, why would there be an Aveira? Another Teretz that the Shita quotes in the name of the Rosh is once we already established the rule that we quoted Tysus in Masechta Kedushin telling us that the halacha is that he offered loy mahani, but you'll still get malchus. So why was it necessary for the Torah to repeat it over here? To teach us that over here, what you did is effective, but you get an aveira. The Reb Chaim Brisker has a very different approach. He says, when we take truma me'ra ala yofa, it's the aveira is not what you did. The aveira is that what you didn't do. That instead of taking truma from the yofa, from the good produce, you took truma minara from the poor quality produce. So it's something that could be fixed. Take off truma now from the yofa. The fact that the Torah didn't give that option is a proof, says Reb Chaim, that it doesn't have to happen. You get the aveira, but what you did is effective. Elo. So, says the Gemara, so now we understand where Remeis said, if you took minatsoinen alachama, it's acceptable. But now, continues the Gemara, the Mishnah over there said, afil mitfusim harbe, you could take from many different molds. But lechish, but like we said, maybe this mold is from one person, and this mold is from a different person, and you brought, and differ the, since the molds are from different people, you're taking min haptor al achiv. The demam also lafrush min achiv al haptor min haptor al achiv. This continues the Gemara. So we see from here that Remeir, who he's saying is the machmer, here Remeir is the makel. Amar Baya, Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe Lezer who asked at the beginning of our sugya that somebody who is trumas demai has to add a chaymish, and we asked whose opinion is that, and it says the Gemara Shapa Kekoshalei. The question that he asked is a very legitimate question. Why is there somebody in our Mishnah that takes such a strict approach? The Shmuel that said that it's following the opinion of Rameya, that we said Shmuel told us in our previous year that Chacham also chizlik the Vrem Shlotayra, loy. It wasn't a good teretz. It wasn't a good answer. The Kashle Rebbe Lazar, why was he the question Rebbe Lazar asked, why was he machmer in the case of eating true Mr. Mai, which is a Misa B'day Shemayim, Mishana Le Shmuel, and Shmuel's answer was based on the opinion of Rameyer. The Rameyer is machmer by the Rabbanon, but where was Rameyer Machmer by the Rabbanon? Ramei was Machmer by Rabbanon by a get. As we learned, the Ramei's opinion is that if somebody brought a get without saying b'fani nechtam, the child is a mamzer. Dil Mashani Mises Bezdin, there we're dealing with an issue of an Eishas Ish. When we're dealing with an issue of an Eishas Ish, there we're dealing with a Mises Bezdin, the Chamira. So what the Gemara is essentially saying, we're dealing with apples and oranges. Our Mishnah was speaking about eating Trumas Meisler without taking off, without adding a Chaimish. The subject of Trumas Meisler is Mises is this avera for which does misim de shemayim. If somebody eats truma b'mezid, a Yisrael eats truma b'mezid, does misim de shemayim, and the halacha of a get is a misim b'ezdin because it's ishu v'eshes ish. Rav Sheshes says the Gemara that asked the question from the halacha of chilul ma'isa sheni that we see Rameir is mekel. As we discussed, Nechoshis and Kesef, that is not a good question. The Kamri Inni, Remeir, Rav Elazar and Shmuel were speaking about situations for which there's a Chiv Misa. And Moser of Sheshis, and when Rav Sheshis asks this question, he's speaking about the acceptable method or unacceptable method of redeeming Maisa Sheni is only a lav. The Ksiv, as the Torah says, Lesucha Lecha B'Sharecha, says the Gemara, Ulamai the Moisiv Rav Sheshis. And therefore, the question that Rav Sheshis asked, Rav Yosef Shapaka Mishanalei, Rav Yosef gave a good teretz, that only where Rav Yosef differentiated between Achilas Trumas Meiser, that there Rameir is Machmer. And that's why Rameir said, you have to add a Chaimish, but when we speak about Chil Maisa Sheni, which doesn't evolve in Aveira, which carries with it Misa, he's not Machmer. But continues the Gemara. Ella Ravina, that asked the question now from the baker, that we said that you could take Maisa from different molds, add the Maisa Minachtam, instead of asking a question on Shmuel, from the case of the Nachtam, where we see Rameir is lenient, L'sai lemi paltur, why doesn't he bring a riot to Rameir's opinion from the paltur where we see that Rameir is machmer? The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Demai says, halakeach min a paltur, if you buy bread from a wholesale bakery, and the wholesale bakery would buy bread from many different suppliers, you have to take from each mold separately, because you have to be concerned that this supplier took off Meiser, and this supplier didn't take off Meiser. Diver Rameir. So we see that Rameir indeed is Machmer, and he doesn't take a lenient approach. Ella, Mayis L'chamema, how do we understand? So now we have a new question. Here we have a Mishnah where Rameir is Machmer in the purchase of bread, when you buy from a palter. And we've been working with a Mishnah where Rameir is lenient when you buy from a Nachtan. What must you say? Palter mitrei tlosi gavri zavin. That a palter buys bread from many suppliers. Nachtam nami, the reason Rameir is lenient by a Nachtam, because the assumption is that mechad gavrin who's oven, he always buys from one baker. Yes, this one baker may use different molds, but it's always one baker. And therefore, there's no question why, there's no reason for a Meir to be Machmer. Rav Amar, Rav says, Shmuel, that he answered that our Mishnah, where it takes a strict opinion regarding eating Trumas Maisa Demai, and we explained our Mishnah because he treats, it's Rav Meir's opinion, who treats the Rabbanans strictly, Shapakai Mishanilei. You said that what was the raya that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rameir? From where do we learn that Rameir is Machmer? Because Rameir is Machmer by the get. And you're saying, well, how could you bring a raya from get to eating Trumas Maisa? A get involves something which is a Mises Besdin situation. And this involves something, eating Trumas Maisa is only Misa B'dei Shemayim. Says Rava, the Misa Ba'alma. Yes, it may be different types of Misa. And a factor may be that Misa's Day Besdin is a proof that's a more serious Aveira than Misa's Day Shemayim. But it's all Misa. And therefore, Rishmul's answer that this is a consistent opinion of Rameir is a legitimate approach. The Torah says, regarding Esav, V'hi Esav ish Yedei Tzayid. Rashi explains, he was able to fool his father. Famous Rashi. Rashi says that Esav would come, ask questions. How do you take mice off straw? How do you take meiser of salt, and his father thought that he's a medadik b'mitzvahs. Why would that be a proof that he's a medadik b'mitzvahs, asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky? Shouldn't it be a proof that he's an amoritz? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Tam Dekra asks, if we look at Esav's question, Esav's question wasn't im asrim. The question that he asked was, heich masrim. And the question that Esav was asking to us, that Esav's opinion was, that you certainly have to take off maaser from salt and straw. He just wanted to take off, know how to take it off. And what was his question? Because his question, he wanted it so that he was Talmid Chacham. Our Gemara speaks about when you buy something from one supplier versus when you buy something from many suppliers. So says Rav Chaim Kanievsky that salt and straw was something that you bought from different people. And therefore he wanted to know, if I'm buying it from different people, we have the concerns that we've been discussing in our shir. That's why he wanted to know, heich ma'asrim, what do you do? Says the Mishnah, as much as we've been discussing the halachas of anah, says the Mishnah, el dvarim she'en lam anah. In these cases, there is no, by these purchases, there is no anah. Havadim, when you buy avadim, vishtaris, and when you buy loan documents, like a cost, property, factatious, there is no anah when you're doing a business transaction, when you're doing a business action with a hegdish. So the Gemara teaches us that karka has the karka the Torah excludes from the din of Einah, and avadim hikshul kakos. So Tosfos Yontif asks, if that's the halacha, isn't the order of the Mishnah sort of not in the proper order? The Mishnah should have put avadim and kakos together. And moreover, avadim should not come before kakos. Kakos should come first, because as we just said, the halacha of karka is learnt, the halacha of avadim is learnt from karka. So Tosfos Yontif says that the first thing that the Mishnah mentions is avadim, because there's a rule throughout Shas that something that's learnt through a drasha chaviva is something that's particularly liked. And therefore, avadim that's taught to a drasha is mentioned first. Once we mention avadim first, shtaris is also something that's not explicit. Only karka is very explicit. That's why karka is mentioned last. Moreover, continues the Mishnah, elam tashlumei kefil. The halacha is that when somebody steals something, as we learned in Masechet Baba Kama very extensively, there's a chiv kefil. There is no chiv kefil by these situations. If somebody steals an animal from Hegdish and he sells it, and he sells it or slaughters it, as we also learned in Masechet Baba Kama, you have to pay not just kefil, you have to pay arba v'chamisha. It doesn't apply over here. Shemechinam ein nishba. The halacha is that a shemechinam was asked to watch something and it was stolen, he has to swear that he didn't do a pshia. He doesn't have to swear by hegdish by these things. The k in the same nice sacher does ein mishalim. The halacha is by gneiva veida shem sacher does have to pay. Here he doesn't have to pay. Rav Shimon disagrees, and he says there are two different types of hegdish. We know you could be magdish hegdish with a nether or with an adover. So the difference of nether is harei olai oila. Somebody personally obligates himself to bring a carbon oila. When somebody personally obligates himself to bring a carbon oila, then if something happens to this carbon, he designated an animal, something happens to the animal, he has to bring another animal. If somebody says harei zu oila, that he identifies a specific animal that's going to be a carbon oila, the halacha is he has to replace. He doesn't have to replace it if something happens to that animal. So Shimon says kachim shachai bechoryasan in a case where he said harei ze oila. So there the halacha will be that since he has to replace it, yesh lemana, because it's considered like regular money, because I have to replace it. Sheina chai b'chriyuson, ein lemana. Rabbi Yehuda ima afa maichas sefer Torah behema magalius, if you sell a sefer Torah behema or a diamond, ein lemana, in all these cases, there's no ana. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Amrloi, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo yamru elus elu, no. Chazal only said these exceptions that we began the shear with, nothing else. The Mishnah said that Shay Mechinim en a Nishba. As we've been learning, the halacha is that actually when a Shay Mechinim has to swear, he has to make three shvuas. Shloi Pashati, which is the shvua that the Torah speaks about. Shloi Shalachti Be'yad, I didn't do Shlichas Yad. V'she'enim Rishusi. So the Shaynim already dispute what shvua, when the Mishnah over here said Shay Mechinim en a Nishba, what shvua that did they exempt him from? Did they exempt him from all the shvuas, or just some of the shvuas? That so the Ran and the Rashba are of the opinion that they don't have to make any of the shvuas, because once the shvua deraisa, as we just learned in the Mishnah, is not applicable, their opinion is that none of the shvuas are applicable. The Rashban and the Tshuvas, interestingly, says different. He says that the shvua shloi pashati, as the Mishnah taught us, he's potter. The other two shvuas, he's chayiv. The Ravid says that the only shvua that he's chayiv to make is the shvua she'ene v'rishusai. So the Mishnah just taught us that there are a number of things that don't have the chiyuv of Einah. What does that mean? What does that mean when we say that Ein Lehem Einah? There's a very big machlokes rishonim. The Ramban's opinion is that, of course, if somebody did Einah by one of these things that were identified in the Mishnah, he's over the Avera of Al Tana Ish is Achiv, that the only point that the Mishnah is trying to make, says the Ramban, is that we know, as we've been speaking about the halachas of Einah, under certain circumstances, you have to refund the overcharge. Here, it won't apply. Rashi seems to be saying that no, there is no issa of Einah by the various things that are mentioned in our Mishnah. That, of course, says the Mashal, it doesn't mean that Rashi holds that you're allowed to steal or you're allowed to overcharge. Of course, there would still be an isser of Gneiva Stas, but there is the isser of Einah is osser. The Rishash brings a raya that there is isser Einah even by Avodim, even though the payment may be not relevant. It says that the Mishnah teaches us later in this perek that if somebody sells an Eved, he's not allowed to dye, who has white hair, he's not allowed to dye the Eved's hair black, because that's Isser, because the person who buys him thinks he's younger than he really is. So we see that there is an Isser of Einah, just that the Torah didn't give all the rules about payment. But of course, one is not allowed to do Einah under any situation. The Ritva, however, says when it comes to hiring a worker, there is no Isra Einah. Even though we're speaking about Einah and our Shear, but here he says in hiring of a worker, you are obligated to make sure who is your worker. And if you don't, then it's going to be considered Einah. There's an interesting question. We're speaking about Karka and Einah. And the question that I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed speaks about is that somebody has a restaurant for sale and he's having difficulty selling this restaurant, because anybody who sees the restaurant sees that there's not much traffic, not many customers coming to that restaurant. So what he did was, he knows that there's somebody who's coming to buy the restaurant. So he went and he hired people, and he told them to sit in the restaurant. What he accomplishes by doing this is that he'll have, now whenever the person who comes to buy the restaurant will see that the restaurant is a busy restaurant and it's worth buying. And of course, this was just a ruse and the whole thing was false. But this is a karka. And the question is this considered, there's no ino by karka, what will be the halacha? So he says a very interesting point. He says, and we need to be able to identify the different terms. He says, there may not be ino by karka, but there is an issue of mekechtos. And this may be in the category of mekechtos, which is of course usur. On the other hand, let's say somebody, and we've spoken about such situations, somebody is aware that there's a property that's going up in value. And since he knows that this property is going up in value, he goes to somebody who owns this property and he says, I'd like to purchase this property. The person doesn't know that this property is about to go up in value, and he sells them the property at the market value, and then the price of that property went up. Is that considered ino? So certainly it's not ino because there's no ino by karka. But besides that, there's no ino by karka. It's anyway not going to be considered ino. Says the Chashuki Chemed, because as long as the property's price has not yet gone up, that won't be considered mekechtos. The Paiskim discuss some different situations. The Mishnah spoke about magolis. So what is the halacha by selling diamonds? Is there a nos? And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Sefer Knesset Yisrael, because we've been learning in our shir that even though our Mishnah says there may not be a no, but there may be iser, they take this position, and this is relevant to karka and diamonds, that the halacha is that some commodities, real estate and diamonds, are the type of commodities that don't have a firm price. The Rashbam says this. And once they don't have a firm price, then the halacha is entirely different. Something that doesn't have a firm price, there is no ino on, even if it's much more than what's normally charged in the market. Says the Gemara, Menonimili, from how do we know that the various things that were identified in the Mishnah are not subject to the Hilchos Ino? The Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, V'chisimka memka m'yisecha, akana miyadim m'yisecha. Dova nikna miyad liyad. That only something which is transferable from one person to another person. Yatsu kakos. Obviously, real estate cannot be transferred. Shenim etatlin. Yatsu avodim shehukshu lakakos. As we said when we learned in the Mishnah, in every place the halacha is that a no, that avodim have the same din as karka. Yatsu shtaris. Tiksiv chisimkaru memkar. The halacha is that when you sell something, the Torah speaks about memker, something which is gufei macher for gufei karnei, that the thing that's being sold has intrinsic value. Yotze shtaris, when we speak about shtaris, that the shtaris on shein gufon macher, it's the when we speak about a shtar, the shtar itself doesn't have value. Vein gufei karnei. The point of the shtar is only l'raya shabem, they hear to be used for sale, for a raya that you owe me money. So of course, the Rish Tosis asks, there's a machlokes throughout Shas, if you could sell shtaris. The fact that our Mishnah is saying that there's no inor by shtaris, shouldn't this be a raya that there is, that a shtar can be sold? Because if there's no ino by shtar, if a shtar couldn't be sold, how can we have a discussion of a no? So the Isha says that you can have ino by shtaris even without selling them. It'll be a case where somebody just lent somebody else money, and then the malva gave the loiva the money that he's lending him without writing a shtar hava, and then he paid him. The Malva paid the Loiva to transfer this into a Shtar Bal Biksav. The question is there a no on that transaction? B'kan Amru, says the Gemara, but from here we see, if you sold documents to somebody who needs them, who wants to use them for a bottle cap, there, the halach is that there will be yesh l'mano, there will be a no. Ask the Gemara, because there you're selling it for its intrinsic value. So ask the Gemara, of course, if I'm selling the shtar because I want to use it as a bottle cap for its intrinsic value, pshita, it'd be subject to a no. Answers the Gemara, so what are we learning? Lafukim and Rav Kahana, dama ain a no laprutus, that when something is only worth a pruta, Rav Kahana said it's not subject to Hilchus Ano, Kamash Malon, it has to be worth an Isser, Kamash Malon, that it is. We've been learning that Avadim, a hook shlakakos, just like a kos, there's no by Avadim. When we speak about Avadim being like Karka, it's always an Eved Kanani. What is there going to be an halacha by an Eved Ivri? So it's machlokes rishonim. Some say only an Eved Kanani is compared to Karka, and therefore only by an Eved Kanani is there such a halacha. Others say that it applies by all Avadim, even Eved Ivri. We learned in the Mishnah, Hagdashis, that there's no Inah by Hagdash. Why? Because Amakra, Asayna Ish, Altainu Ish is Achiv. Achiv, that the Halach only applies by Achiv, V'loi by Hagdash. Mask V'lo, Rabbi B'mamo. We learned, the Pasuk says, Akoyna Miyad, that from there we learned, there's only Inah by Dova Nikna Miyad Liyad, something which is transferable. That's why I said, that's why we learned that karka, which can't be picked up and given from one person to another person, there is no ano. Ask the Gemara, wherever the Torah uses the word yodai, yodai mamashu, it means yad, his real hand, el ma'ata. The Pasuk says, by Sicha Melech Amori. The Pasuk says by him, v'hu nilcham b'melech moyev harishon, v'yikach es kol artsim yodai ar arnan. Hochinami. Would we say the call Arabi Yodai have a nakalei that he took the actual property? What? How must we define the word Yodai? El Mershusoi, that he took it from his control. So Hachinami, why do we say when the Torah uses the word Yodai by the din of Einah, doesn't mean his hand, something that you could put from one hand to another hand? Why don't we say it means Mershusoi? Says the Gemara. On the other hand, Kalhech deksiv yodoi, lav yodoi mamashu, where the Torah speaks about yodoi, can you say it doesn't mean actually his hand? For Tanya, that we spoke many times about a ganef being chayef kefil. The Torah says, im himotze temotze biyodoi geneva, mishor at chamo atza, chayim shnayim yishalim. Only ela biyodoi. We only from here would know that when is there a chayef kefil if you found the stolen object in the hand of the ganef. Gagai chatzer v'kafifoi. If we find it in one of his in his property, minayin, that is also a chiv kaifel. Tamaloymer, the Torah says, t'matzei mikom mokim. So what do we see from here? Tam, the kosra rachmonei matzei t'matzei. Only because the Torah Kedoshi used those words. Halav ha'chiv, the Torah Kedoshi would not have used those words. Have a minakolech neksiv yodai, yodai mamashu. V'su tanya. The Brisa speaks about a get. The Torah says, a pasuk that we worked with very extensively when we learned Masechta Gittin. The pasuk says that if a husband divorces a wife, the kosel a sefer krisis v'nosim biyodai. Only ela yoda. We would only know that the get is effective if you put it actually in the wife's hand. Gage chatzer v'kafifa minayin tamalayma v'nosim b'kamakim. So again, Tam the kosher rachmana v'nosan, so it comes to teach us it doesn't have to be strictly her hand. Halav hachi, if it wasn't that way, have a mina kolech the kosher yodai. When the Torah uses the words yodai, it means yodai mamish. Ella says the Gemara yodai yodai mamish here. Always here when the Torah uses the word yodai. From here we see that when the Torah uses the word yodai, it always means yodai. We asked the question from the pasuk Vayikach Kol Artzoi Miyodai Shani Hasam. The Torah there, it cannot mean Yodai. We have no other choice but to say that it means his something that he was in control of. Elamer Shusai. But where it's not obvious that that is the case, then the halacha is that Yechayiv. There's an interesting question that the Achronim debate. We said that if you find the Geneva, Yoda in Gaga Chatzer v'Kafifoy, how do we know that the Ganav is Chayiv Kefil? Does that mean that if we find it in his Rishus, he automatically is Chayiv Kefil? Or we know, or we need to know that he did a Maisa Kinyan. By Reb Zera, Schiris, somebody who rents something for somebody else, and he was overcharged, undercharged. Yesh lo yano, ein lo yano. What's the question, says the Gemara. Memkar Amar Rachmana, the Torah speaks about a sale when it speaks about a no. Avloi Schiris, not a rental situation. Oidem lo yishno, there's a no under all circumstances. Amalei Abaya, miksev Memkar lo oilam. The Torah doesn't use the word Memkar lo oilam. When you buy something, you buy it and it becomes yours forever. Memker, stomachsev. The Torah just uses the word memker. The high nami, if you rent something, even if you just rent it for one day, that's going to be considered mechirihi. And therefore, because you, when you rent it, while you're renting it, you, the Torah, considers the owner of this. And therefore, of course, it's subject to ina. By Rava, chitin. If somebody took wheat, the zaram bekarka, and he planted them in the ground. Mahu, what is going to be the halacha on those chitin? Yesh lamayna, ein lamayna. And the Gemara explains, what is the question? Do we say command the shadja b'kadja damin? They're just like put into a container, and therefore they're metatlin, and they yesh lamayna. Or dilma, once you put them into the ground, they're part of the ground. But Linol gav Aro, and we've been learning that there is no Aino by Karka. Says the Gemara, Hechidami. What exactly is the question? Ilayim Adami, you shav ibashita, that the seller told the buyer, I sold you six saw of seed. And also Sa'adi v'amri, and then the Edom that could come and tell us, to Lashadaba al-Khamisha. There were only five. Says the Gemara, there is no question. Hamarava, Kodava Shabamida Shabamishkol Shabaminyan, if you sold me a measure of something, whatever type of measure, a size, a weight, a number, then if you didn't give me what you were obligated to give me, the halachas of Aino always will apply. I feel the sixth and the other numbers are not, it won't make a difference. The halach is that you have to give, you have to replace it. There is a question: is the sale void? Machlokes Rishonim, is the sale void, or is the halacha that the sale is not void? You just have to give me as much as you owe me. Ella, the case is that the sale says shadabai kidbaile. I planted for you the amount of seed that this piece of property needs. For gloy milsop. And then it turns out, Loi Shadabak Kedibayle, he didn't do what was necessary. Yesh Lamanah, and now the question is, Yesh Lamanah, Ein Lamanah. And the question is, how does the halacha view what just happened here? Does the halacha say, command the Shadabak Kedibayle, it's like something that's just in a container, and therefore is Yesh Lamanah, Adimah Batinil Gav Ara, and there is a no. Says the Gemara, another question. If somebody were supposed to give six saw, and he only gave five. Nishban aleim, is there a shvua of moedim and mixes? In other words, that what happened was that I say that you were supposed to give me six, and you only gave five. And you say I gave five and a half. That's moedim and mixes. So the question is there shvua, nishban aleim, or nishban aleim? And again, the same question is, command the shadim b'kadya damyun. Is it like something that's in a container, and therefore it's metatlin and there's moed of a mixus? Idilma betlin agav ara v'enish ban alayim. There's enish ban malkarkos. There is no din of moed of a mixus. Again, the case being that you were supposed to give me six. I say you gave me five, and you admit that you only gave me five and a half. Next case, the halacha is that on the second day of Pesach, they used to bring the carbon omer. and anything that was took root in the property before Pesach, before that time, by bringing the Korban Omer, or today by having the second day of Pesach pass, you're allowed to eat. It's not considered Chodesh anymore, and it may be eaten. And the question is, Omer Matirim, or Omer Matirim. So now the Gemara asks, Hey Chidom, exactly, again, what is the circumstance that's being discussed? Either Ashrish, if what was put into the ground, Tanina, we know the halacha. Vida loy Ashrish, if it didn't take root, also Tanina. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Menachos says, Im Hashrishu Kaidim Omer, if this, what was planted, took root before they brought the Korban Omer, Omer Matiran, Vimlav, Asurim, Achieva Omer Bo, you have to wait for next year, says the Gemara Leitzrichu. What happened here was like this. Chetzdinu, they cut grain, Vizarinu, and they planted it, all Kaidim Leimer. Vasalai Omer, Vichalafalayu. And the Omer passed as they were in the Karka, Veloy Ashrish, but they didn't take root. Could we take this grain? And the question is, Commander Shadi Bekajadami, do we look at this, something that's just in a container, Vishirinu, and the Omer will make them mutter? Idilma, in other words, what happened here was I planted it twice. And the question is, since they once took root, even though this now it didn't take root, it doesn't make a difference. This is grain that once took root. Adama, right now they're in the ground and they didn't take root before the Omer, but Linu Gavara, and they considered grain that didn't take root, and they would have the Isser Chadosh. And the Gemara with all these questions remains with a Taiku.